Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, first of all, happy Father's Day to all of you, and welcome, WGN Radio. This is Steve Dale's Pet World, and it was, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 months ago, Chicago City Council said, thanks to Susana Mendoza, who's the Chicago City Clerk, and an organization, a not-for-profit called the Puppy Mill Project, they said, we're done! This is it. No more dogs, cats, or rabbits being sold at pet stores. Because so many of these animals are from places that, believe me, you want to have nothing to do with. And it protects consumers. It protects the animals, maybe most importantly. Well, it doesn't really affect this ordinance that will go into effect in the city all that many pet stores. A half a dozen or so pet stores. But one of them said, you know what, we're going to move to the suburbs. We've got the problem solved. We'll just get out of the city. We'll move to the suburbs. Chicago or Cook County Commissioner John Fritchie said, no, you're not. Not so fast. And he then created a very similar proposal to keep these dogs, cats, and rabbits out of pet stores in Cook County. Unless they are from specific places. Certainly a shelter can come in and adopt out animals. So if anti-cruelty or a treehouse for cats, if they want to go into a shelter, that's a good thing. And they could, or go into a pet store and adopt out the animals, that's fine. That's great, actually. But with very specific, otherwise, you know what, the restrictions are there. It's really well written. Unanimously, each and every commissioner said, we're on board. They voted it in. Then a month after that, announced on this radio show, Joan Patricia Murphy, one of the Cook County commissioners, and another, whose name is Liz Gorman, said, we've changed our mind. Now, I don't quite understand how that can happen. I guess it can happen because, well, stuff like that happens in Cook County, and Chicago is the city of the loophole. So it happened, but that, in any which case, that's where we are now. And this coming Tuesday, we thought, because I testified each of these times, that I'd be testifying again, and we thought it would all be brought up again. And just a couple of days ago, Liz Gorman and Joan Patricia Murphy, those two commissioners, said, well, we're going to put it on hold, but we're still not happy about it, and we still want to do something about it. Now, the pet trade associations have said, even though we're talking about a small number of pet stores, and most pet stores, the overwhelming majority, and I want to hear from you this morning if you're running a pet store that does not sell dogs, cats, or rabbits, or if you have an opinion on this topic, 312-981-7200. The association said, you know, because they don't want to see Cook County, it would be the first county in America, and it is a big county, say that we're not, they don't want to see dogs, cats, or rabbits being limited in any way in our county. They want these big stores, especially the chain stores, to be able to do what they want. And that supports puppy mills. Well, interestingly enough, the veterinary medical associations are in the same place as the pet store industry, not wanting to see this change happen, which I personally feel is good for animals. And the thing that confuses me about it is I talk to veterinarians in private practice on the street. Most of them agree with what Dr. Richard Green is about to talk about here. Dr. Green has been a veterinarian in Chicago for how long, Dr. Green?
45 years.
So he's been around for a while. He has seen it all. He's been involved with organized veterinary medicine. He is exceedingly well-respected by his colleagues, and I thought, you know what? This is the perfect guy. Of all the veterinarians in Chicago, this is the kind of guy I want to have in studio talk about it. Because you've seen it all, you've done it all, and at one point, didn't you work with pet store dogs?
I had. Yes, I did.
Yeah. Tell me what that was about and why you would never do that now.
I would go in and examine new puppies that came in once or twice a week. I would give them their first inoculations. I would give them worming medication. I would give advice to them of which puppies were healthy and which puppies are not. Now, this is not a perfect scenario because taking a puppy that's coming right out of a van that's traveled many hours, and letting me look at him an hour later is not always a good indication of what how well that puppy's going to do.
And what you told me before we went on the air was interesting. One of the things that upset you is that at least some of those pet stores, based on your experience, treat these animals as if they were veterinarians, which is perhaps, depending on what they're doing with these animals, potentially even against the law.
Yes, Steve. A pet shop is a business. And if they think they see a disease that they've seen before and they think they know how to treat it, they can go to places like Forster and Grant and they can buy the medication and they treat it themselves. It's cheaper for them to do that than to call me in and have me diagnose it and treat, and they're saving money. But most of the time, they're not always right.
You know what I didn't do? I forgot to say the first person calling in and commenting on all this, because I have this. I want to give it away. A $25 toy package from Barker and Meowski. A redeemable package that's in store or online at barkerandmeowski.com. Our phone number, 312-981-7200, or you could text me, 24720. I already have some text. I'll get to those in just a little bit. 24720 or call 312-981-7200. You are, Dr. Green, not responsible for every veterinarian in the Chicagoland area, but taking a guess as to how your colleagues on the street, not the associations, on the street in private practice, no matter what they do in private practice, whether they be specialists like there are so many at Chicago Veterinary Emergency and Specialty Center, or whether it be like you, a veterinarian who's been practicing for a very long time, or whether it be a newcomer, maybe just out of school, just in general, because we've got, you know, it's a large city, large metropolitan area, many veterinarians. I understand you haven't taken a poll, but you do talk to your colleagues. How do they feel?
I would say overwhelming majority agree with me.
That dogs, cats, or rabbits should not be sold at
Correct.
Pet stores. When you first heard that the Puppy Mill Project was doing this, first in the city of Chicago, and then in Cook County, John Fritchie, Cook County Commissioner, how did you first feel about this? It's about time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ritz, these puppy mills have been operating for a long, long time, and it's got to be stopped.
Yeah. Do you think that this, I mean, one of the arguments I have read and I've talked to people, the officials with the CVMA, Chicago Veterinary Medical Association, is that, and others who have said, well, this isn't going to solve the problem, and I agree in of itself it might not. I personally feel any step you can take that might help, kind of almost common sense, why not do it? What do you feel?
Absolutely. It's not going to solve the problem, but it is a good first step of many.
Yeah.
But you have to start somewhere.
Well, and also, like, doing what I do for a living, I've talked to the Department of Agriculture. For 20 years, I've been writing my newspaper column. So for 20 years, I've been asking the Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, they're ultimately responsible for these puppy mills being around. Why don't you enforce better? Why don't you? And every year, it's, well, we need more money, and we need, and that may be true. But in the meantime, enough is how I feel.
I agree with you, but I think it is a budget factor.
Yeah, I'm sure that it is, both for hiring the number of employees that they'd like to have, but in addition to that, for doing the job that they're supposed to be doing, it is a budget. But I don't care what the reasoning is. At some point, if people, you know what, if people stand up and say we want to make a difference, and that's happening all over the country, you know, what the heck? Susan, you're on WGN. You have a question for our veterinarian, Dr. Richard Green. Good morning.
Well, hi. I do want to ask you about the right time to put a pet down.
Oh.
We've had rescue rabbits for many, many, many years, and sometimes you just don't know how old they are at the time you get them. And we had one that was with us for very, very, very long, and I was reluctant to put him down even when he was sick and starting to become lame. And, you know, I babied him to death. I put preemie diapers on him.
Yeah.
Did everything I could. When's the right time?
You know, in general, what I believe it's the right time when that pet is no longer enjoying life. And, you know, the great thing about all this, Dr. Green, is, well, it's, we could do this for our animals, and it's like the last act of love I think we can offer. What do you think?
Absolutely. You can't look at it as being cruel. You're absolutely helping this animal and the owners as well.
Yeah, yeah. And that right time would depend on, you know, the other thing is that we become so bonded with our animals, which is a good thing. I believe having another person, oftentimes that other person should be the veterinarian, look at that animal to judge without as much emotion as we have invested. Does that make sense to you, Dr.
Absolutely. Susan, take your bunny to your veterinarian, let him examine him, and ask his opinion.
Yeah. And Susan, we are going to send you, I hope you have other pets or will.
I have the rescue dogs. And.
All right, we're going to send you a $25 gift package to Barker and Miowski, a paw firm.
Thank you.
Hold on, because my producer needs to get your address. All right, I hope she does hold on. This is WGN 648 on a Sunday morning. Good morning. The customer stories are submitted to the folks at Fresh Wave, among the very best to portray the power of Fresh Wave natural odor eliminating products. Char wrote to Fresh Wave about her vacation home in northern Wisconsin and how on a recent weekend she and her husband went up to the house. They noticed something. Now, the good news is they had some Fresh Wave crystal gel jars in the basement and upstairs. And then when they returned the following weekend, the smell was gone. I mean, that's a good thing. And you know how that is. You go, or maybe you don't, but you can imagine. You go to this place, the summer home, you only go to on weekends. One weekend you smell something, so you put some Fresh Wave there. Next weekend the smell is gone, but the reason for the smell? Well, she found a dead chipmunk, unfortunately. Now, they gave the chipmunk a proper burial. That's a very nice thing. But the good news is the stuff really works. They had to actually find that chipmunk. Otherwise, they wouldn't have known. That's how well Fresh Wave works. You can find Fresh Wave products at Bed Bath & Beyond, Ace Hardware, Whole Foods, and The Container Store. Locate your nearest retailer at Fresh Wave Works. That's what it does. FreshWaveWorks.com. Today. Pets, of course, are an important part of your family, so when they get sick, you do want the best care for them. Chicago Veterinary Emergency and Specialty Center provides just that when your pet needs it the most. In fact, Dr. Green, sitting right here, thought all those years ago, and we are talking about how many years ago, Dr. Green, approximately?
35.
Is that how long? Chicago Veterinary Emergency and Specialty Center?
Yes.
You were the first emergency facility in Chicago, weren't you?
Yes, we were.
Or even in the area. Yeah, I mean, how did you know that people would do this back in the day? Because back then, people didn't... It was thought, well, people wouldn't get up at 3 in the morning or go on a Sunday to a veterinarian, but you saw the need.
We saw the need because we were getting the calls at 3 in the morning and Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. So he's saying, I didn't want to work on Sunday. Let someone else do it. Chicago Veterinary Emergency and Specialty Center is at 3123 North Clybourne. That's at Belmont Avenue. They're open all the time, as Dr. Green points out, 24/7. In addition to emergency care, there's advanced medicine with board-certified veterinarians in, count 'em, 9 specialties. ChicagoPetEmergency.com, 773-281-7110. Our telephone number, 312-981-7200. You could text us 24-720. And there is a text here that says, puppy mills are just the most awful thing in the world. Thank you very much, Dr. Green, because this bill helps. And that is the kind of thing, and I can go on and read many of them, that is the kind of thing that I get and hear every day from the general public. So maybe 25 years ago, people in, you know, general public didn't know where these dogs greatly that are supplying, you know, pet stores through a broker very often, not directly necessarily through the puppy mill. But it doesn't much matter. It's not very fair to these animals is how I feel. What do you think about that?
I agree totally.
Yeah. Does it make you sad sometimes to treat the... I mean, you'll treat... Of course, you're happy to... I can only imagine you're very happy. It's what you do to treat these animals. But do you kind of shake your head and say, you know what? It's sad at some point.
It is sad, but most of the time we're able to help these people and these animals. And a few weeks later, everybody's happy.
But here's what you could fix. You could fix the medical part of it. What you sometimes, I suspect, you'll have to tell me, cannot fix is the behavior stuff that goes on, because these animals aren't always socialized.
Exactly. Dog socialization is between 8 and 18 weeks, and if they're not socialized during this period, It's very hard for these people to bond with these animals.
That's sad. Yeah. Can you think of a circumstance, and then we'll break here, and if we have time, we'll take a call or two. Can you think of a circumstance where you think that, okay, it's okay to get these animals from a pet store? Aside from shelters that come and adopt out animals, because I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about as is today.
Well, there are cases that it is okay. A lot of people do purchase from pet shops. They go through problems with worming and parvo and kennel cough.
Well, those are expensive problems, too.
They're expensive, but yep. In the long run, the puppy is fine, and the people love the puppy, and it turns out to be great.
So when your relative comes to you and says, Dr. Green, or I suppose they wouldn't say that, they'd say, Richard, Uncle Richard, where do I get a dog or a cat? Do you ever recommend a pet store?
Never.
Yep.
Go to a breeder.
Yep, or a legitimate home breeder or a shelter, I suspect.
Exactly.
Yep. All right, I think that says it all. Dog Patch Pet and Feed in Naperville is a one-stop shop. They are amazing because here's what they do. Years and years ago, they used to sell dogs, cats, and rabbits, but they long ago stopped doing that. Instead, they adopt animals out from shelters and rescue. In fact, they placed 386 rescue dogs last year. I'll tell you, many shelters wish they could do that well. You know, I mean, that's pretty incredible. You can check them out at dogpatchpets.com. They have everything for your dog or cat. Let me say that again. They have everything for your dog and cat. You can check them out on Facebook, Dog Patch Pet and Feed. They're at 1108 East Ogden Avenue in Naperville. Even better, check them out in person. And in fact, when you're there, say thank you very much for the work you're doing to adopt out these animals, save these animals. 1108 East Ogden Avenue in Naperville. Come and find your match at the Dog Pack. We have lots of people that have been waiting. Let's try to sneak some in here. God bless you, Jill. Welcome to the show.
Sorry.
Allergies. That's okay. I totally understand all too well. Very quickly, what's your question for Dr. Green?
Yes, I got a kitten actually from an ad online. Anyways, he broke his leg, but that's okay. He's had chronic diarrhea, and we've tried different diets, and we took him to the vet, and the first stool was clear.
Woohoo!
We took him in again because it's still with the diarrhea. So he thinks possibly he has Giardia and Pseudomonas. So he put him on little powder packets, 5, one each day in his food, and 2.5 of amoxicillin twice a day.
Oh, my. Okay, and what's your question, because we're running out of time?
Does he think that will work? Because they said they might have to do some kind of rinsing him out to culture his normal flora.
Okay, Dr. Green, we have less than a minute here.
Okay, Jill, what's the name of the powder?
Tylen powder?
I'm sorry, I didn't read it.
Probably Tylen powder?
Tylen powder,
yeah,
okay.
Giardia. I know, I should have read it, but...
Well, Flagyl works very well for Giardia, and I would question your veterinarian about possibly Flagyl. Tylen powder is excellent. Amoxicillin is excellent. And what kind of cat food or what kind of food do you feed? And by the way, how old is your kitten?
He's 14 weeks old.
Okay, so she's about 4.5 months. What kind of food are you feeding her?
I bought food at the vet. It was something like A1 intestinal diet. They said it's very bland. It looks very bland. It barely smells like anything.
Okay, let Dr. Green answer here because we're running out of time.
Okay.
So very fast.
If it's ID, for cats, it's good. And also there's a diet called AD that your veterinarian carries, and that is also very excellent. And it sounds like your veterinarian's doing a very good job. Stick with him and listen to what he says.
Perfect answer, Dr. Green. Thank you so very much. And right on 7 o'clock on the Wet Dog Nose. That's what time it is. You could listen weekday mornings at 7:20 for your chance to win our daily $720 money clip on Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago.